The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
It's the cattails by the levee, where the water hits the stars. It's the rust on that old Chevy, it's a beat-up old guitar. Peach tree down in Georgia, it's that Shenandoah ball. It's that boy in California with a Carolina draw. It's American born.
Peyton Taylor with Joe Piscopo, 5 minutes after 7 o'clock on AM 970. The Answer. Good morning, good morning. Need a little Frank Sinatra there, Albert, just a little bit. I'm just saying, want to put that in. Peyton, by the way, down Atlantic City. Now, everybody's talking about this Wildwood. What the president is going to be in Wildwood, New Jersey. And this was because Jeff Van Drew, you know what happened. He went from a Democrat to a Republican. You know Frankie Five Boroughs, that Congressman Van Drew, who we love, been on the show several times, great guy, goes in, Mr. President, I'm going to make the switch. Can you come down to Jersey for me and appear for me in my district?
Well, Congressman Van Drew has a very tough Republican primary in 5 months.
They're going to run a Republican primary against him?
Well, I mean,
get him out of there. This guy switched over. Everybody should step aside.
Well, tell that to Dave Richter, who raised all this money and has all these supporters.
Where's the Republican Party in the state of New Jersey? They should say, hey, this guy came over from the Democrat Party, you step away. I mean, that would be the right thing to do. But Richter's got a lot of money and is going to go up against him.
Raised a ton of money. Yeah. And, you know, keep in mind, Jeff Van Drew spent his whole political life as a Democrat, right? He endorsed Cory Booker for president.
Richter's going to say, hey, look, I've been here all
time. Yeah, he's going to say, look, I'm a Van Drew. I like Van Drew.
Yeah, he's great.
But if I were Dave Richter, I would say, look, here's a guy that endorsed Cory Booker for president while I was for Donald Trump. Here's a guy that voted 90% of the time with Nancy Pelosi. Here's a guy that opposed Chris Christie and the entire Republican agenda in Trenton when he was in the state Senate. Who do you want? Do you want a guy that was rejected by the Democrats, or do you want a real Republican? That's the argument that I'd make if I was Richter.
Meantime, Jeff Van Drew goes, president's coming to our neighborhood.
Exactly.
Ask
Dan Donovan how much a Donald Trump endorsement means in a Republican primary.
But he never showed up. Correct me if I'm wrong, the president never showed up.
No, but he still won over Grimm in that Republican primary for Congress, in large part because of the support of Donald Trump.
Yeah, they're very close. So it'd be interesting to see, because I have said for the longest time, if you want to win in New Jersey, it's okay. You could go, let's do a Donald Trump rally in New Jersey. But now, you can't bring the president. But you know what? Exactly what they're doing. And this is, when is the date? Of February sometime, I guess?
The primary?
No, the presidential visit to Wildwood, New Jersey.
It's 25th, isn't it?
I'll have to double check.
So.
I thought it's either late this month or early next month.
No, it's January. It's January 25th.
Yeah, and people say you're going down.
I thought it was the 28th then.
25th, 28th, okay. Whatever.
We'll check it out. So, I could get VIP. I said if President Trump, should we reach out to Jeff Van Drew? We could be down there, and maybe we will have a little backstage situation. All access.
Sure.
Because look how old I'm getting. I don't want to go over unless I get all access.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you. I mean, no.
Is that being a bratty brat?
Who wants to deal with those crowds?
No, I did it at Bedminster. I was a good boy.
Remember? Tuesday, January 28th, 7 o'clock.
Thank you. But it might want to just, because you know what I want to do too, Frankie, for the show, is I want to go to Washington. I told you this before, and Joe on the radio with Frank and Al and Debbie at 9 minutes after 7 o'clock. Colonel Jack Jacobs is going to join us momentarily. I want to take a video camera. I told you this before, and I mentioned to you on the air, and I want to go down to Washington, because a lot of the times folks don't come on the show. They won't call the show for whatever reason. They won't go. I want to go to them. I want to go to all the, you know, on both sides of the aisle, particularly the president, Secretary of State Pompeo, who's a very, very nice man who I had a chance to meet, remember, and down there last year. So we go down and we do the interview down there with a video camera. So I guess, should we hire a video camera from down there?
Sure.
I mean, or just take somebody with us, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, the White House has their own video production.
Well, no, but you got to go with your own person. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And just an off-the-cuff interview. And I don't want to put, like, Lauren Ingram's interview was great, by the way. She's great. But I would be more casual. I think I just want to eat more casual. Like, how does a guy get up? When does he get up? What does he eat? How does he have energy? His knees don't bother him? I want to say stuff like that, you know, as he's in his 70s.
No, I think people would be interested
in
that.
Mike Pompeo, you know, being from Kansas. Is he going to go into the Senate? Just curious about Mike Pompeo. Well, Lindsey Graham, be great to interview Lindsey Graham. Who on the Democratic side can we interview?
Certainly New York senior senator Chuck Schumer is, you know, very influential.
He would probably
on the
do
Democratic side.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe we can have questions from the audience to call in. What questions would you like? Who would you like us to interview? And we'll go down there and we'll do a whole sweep of Washington, right?
That'd be great.
Trying to take the show up a notch, Frank. You know what I'm saying? This is we have built this great audience. Let's give them a little something extra.
Absolutely. Why not?
You know, and people don't. Some folks who we supported don't call back to the show now. After they're okay, comfortably in office, they don't call back. So I said, we'll go to them now, and we'll see if we can't work that out. Yes, great idea. You want to go with me? You don't want to go with me?
I'd like to see the agenda first before I commit.
Right? Yeah, I don't know. I need help on this. I need help. I'm like kind of on my own in life and on the radio. I'm kind of on my own.
The agenda is kind of like the way he keeps his area here, disheveled. So.
Yeah, look at this.
Do it on the fly.
That French toast. I got everything. Yeah. I got receipts. God forbid I don't have the receipts like that. Hey, Joe on the radio, you know what we did too? We'll go to the news too. 7-Eleven. There's your number, Frankie. There's your number. Come on. Give me 7. Come on. Come on, 11. So Joey came out to the house and we celebrated our Christmas together with Joey because he was down with his mother on Christmas. So he came out to the house. Now, you know what I got him? I got him, like, he got me some really nice things. He got me some great boots, you know, which are great. He got me some really nice things in that regard, like things that I need. And I got him some stuff for his car, safety stuff for car, because I'm a worrying dad, you know, as he drives all around. So then I get the retro presents I got him. We got this thing. And I don't know that, you remember the remote control cars? Remember those?
Mm-hmm.
Remote
control? Sure.
Yeah, to you and I, everybody. Yeah. No one has them. My kids won't play. Oh, my kids will not play. If it's not on a video screen, the kid, I don't want to sound old here. We had the best time with a little. Now they make those remote control cars that can do anything. They turn around. Yeah. They go. They got more power. The battery time once you charge it is spectacular. Right. And I got him one of those probably made in China, whatever it was. But it was great. We're playing like a little kid.
That's great.
Then,
nice.
Then we did.
There's
then,
a specialty shop in Scotch Plains that sells all those.
All those things.
Yeah, right in the middle of town.
There used to be a store in Flemington, New Jersey.
I know exactly where you're talking
about. That was great. And I forget the name of the store, but it was great. But there's not a lot of place you can get these great toys.
Right.
Then I found this hoverball. Listen to me, sounds great. See, already I got your interest.
Yeah.
So it looks like a menorah, but there's only like six kind of offshoots of this thing that blows air up. It has little ping pong balls that hold the
balls. I've seen those. Those are really neat.
And then you have like a rubber dart and you got to shoot them.
That's pretty neat.
Come on. This we did, and I was going to tweet it out, but then people think like, "Oh my god!" And how do I? I don't know how to edit something like that. Mm. Joey and I, we played these toys. These toys that you forget about.
Good
you
for
know?
You. I'm glad you guys got to spend.
But
some
I would
time.
Get.
Now,
those
did he ask you the question like, "Did you have another kid, Dad? I don't know about." And you want me to try the toys out? See, that's.
It was. Joey's like a little kid. He's still like a little kid, and we did retro toys. It was great.
That's cool.
How about? A soccer ball that lights up that you could play with at night.
In your neck of the woods, you need that.
Yeah, a frisbee with the light on it. All these retro things I got from my kid. I got it because it was like.
So you were playing in the dark, essentially.
We did a little bit. Yeah. I walked into something. I'll bump the other side of my head.
Yeah.
I need more stitches. Thank you. 7:13 with Joe on the radio. But I tell you, go back to the basics because all my kids want is anything that has a screen. On it, man. Anything on a screen on it for crying out loud like that. So you may want to go retro. Colonel Jack Jacobs will join us momentarily, and we'll see what's going on. I got to tell you, with this whole Iranian with the plane situation, how
how it shot down. I was so disappointed, Frankie Five Boroughs and Tulsi Gabbard. And, you know, Buttigieg, you could see. I don't know why I can't latch on to Buttigieg. Like, I can understand Yang, Andrew Yang. And Tulsi Gabbard has an appeal that may cross, although I'm a little upset with her because she doubled down about the plane. Oh, it's like it's the president's fault that the plane got shot down because it's collateral damage. And can't you blame the Iranians for anything? And when they started, this too. They made, if you saw the reports on mainstream media after they were burying Soleimani, oh my gosh, they made him like he was a god. Cut to a day later, there's such unrest in the streets of Iran, they're ripping down the posters of Soleimani, you know?
Well, I think a lot of the, first of all, people have to keep in mind that Iran is a country of 80 million people that has incredibly diverse points of view. There are some people that are hardline Islamic extremists. There are some people that are liberal reformers. And there are a whole bunch of people that are somewhere in between. Iran has every spectrum in politics that we have here in the United States, more or less. So I think there were already protests in Iran. Remember, we spoke with the parliament in exile in Iran about all the protests that were happening, you know, two months ago.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think once they saw that, you know, the Iranian government was actually responsible for shooting down this plane that was loaded with Iranians, that was too much for a lot of people to bear. Yeah. So I think a lot of the people that might have been quietly registering their discontent with the mullahs and the current regime, they were more willing to, they felt a little more emboldened to take to the streets. But make no mistake, both in Iraq and Iran, there are a lot of people in those places that are upset with the assassination of Soleimani.
Yeah, and then here reading.
And now our friend General Salami of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, he's saying that in light of what happened with the airplane, that he wishes that he was killed instead of Soleimani.
Who said that now?
General Salami.
What did General Brigitte say?
Major Mortadella is, you know, leading up the rear.
Was that the really guy's name?
He's nuts. But,
yeah,
you know.
We covered this. Yeah, we covered this.
I know.
They had a general.
We covered all the cured meat.
And I laughed like a little kid before as well.
They had a General Soleimani.
Because I'm a little baby.
And a General Soleimani. Right. Now,
Colonel
there's no
Soprasad,
more. No more Soleimani, just Salami.
Right. I want General Provolone.
Where's Private Provolone? Hello?
Private Provolone. It's harsher. He's got more bite to it.
That's the only
reason.
It's
going to love it. And he smells terrible. Private Provolone stinks. Get him in there. He'll win.
Pecorino, get in here.
That's the only reason Trump didn't go after General Salami.
Pecorino or
because
Provolone.
He couldn't do it with a straight face.
That's my military.
Look at his tag team over here. Bunch of knuckleheads.
I'm sorry. I'm Private Provolone, reporting for duty. Oh, man, get out of here, man. Get
the refrigerator.
I can't. And then, I'm sorry, Frank. You're
no,
right.
No. Not as sorry as Soleimani.
So we'll see what's going on. But
forget about Captain Capicola. I mean, you know.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, but the fact of the matter is that I think the president takes out this guy. I think it was good. And now, I have to reiterate because I see the news break. They attacked our embassy in Iraq. They attacked the embassy. What more you got to do? And you know it would have gotten worse. You know, I mean, in the past, we would just let this happen and we would just shrug something like that off.
Well, you know, so Jim Webb had a very interesting op-ed in The Washington Post on Friday talking about, you know, the dangerous precedent that it sets to assassinate the military leaders of other countries that we're not even technically at war with, because this is a first in our history. But let's putting aside the Soleimani issue, and I'm sure Colonel Jacobs will disagree.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Sergeant Bellavia will disagree. But putting aside the Soleimani issue, given the fact that Iraq has now voted unanimously to the parliament unanimously, excluding the Kurds and the Sunnis who didn't participate, they voted unanimously to ask us to leave Iraq. Can't we leave Iraq at this point now? Why do we need these 5,000 troops to be targets for terrorists in Iraq?
You know,
they don't want us there. I don't think the American people want to be there. The president campaigned on getting us out of there. Let's leave. Let sleeping dogs lie.
Yeah.
And with respect to the Soleimani decision, and let's get out of there.
Yeah, I think the president, you know, feels that way as well. Although we'll talk. You're right. I'll talk to Colonel Jacobs. My only problem is, and I will ask the Colonel about this the way I asked Lee Zeldin about this, Congressman Zeldin, who served 4 years in the military as well, then Iraq becomes indeed a proxy of Iran. It's like,
but that's what they are now. We created a democracy in Iraq.
Yeah, but the people of Iran people of Iraq don't really want that, I believe.
They do. That's why they elected a government that looks exactly like the Iranians, loaded with Shia.
Maybe those people, but I could see. I saw a lot of trying to cover this. I'm watching the news as I did over the weekend for the first time, and trying to get online and get all the reports. There were a lot of people that stepped up and said, "We want to just be left alone as Iraqis. You know, we just want to be left alone. We don't want anybody taking this. Oh, not the Iranians and not the Americans." So we'll talk to Colonel Jacobs momentarily, and you give us a call too at 877-970-2999. At 19 minutes after 7 o'clock, Debbie's out there on the roads, salsa dancing. Do you have to rehearse a certain? Salsa. Is there a certain step that you have to learn? Yeah, the combination of steps that you got to learn, I guess.
Yeah, we're learning four separate combinations. Oh! It's a group class, and then they try to do like couples, and you rotate, and believe me, you get so dizzy by the end of it, but it's so much fun.
Wow,
you gotta try it, Joe. You gotta try it. Spare time, right?
With my knee, my head all banged up. I'll be limping around. I'll be a limping salsa dancer. I know. You know me. Hey, Debbie, looking out for you. 20 minutes after 7 o'clock right here on AM 970. The Answer. Thank you, Debbie.
And I love the picture with your mom and your son, Joey, this weekend. That was a great picture. Love that, Joe. Joe, let's see what's happening right now here on the Upper West Side. What a mess. Broadway and Columbus closed 61st to 66th. It's a big broken water main there. Everything is flooded. Service suspended on the 1 and 2, 42nd Street to 96. Two trains are on the 5, Nevins to 149th, and the 3 train service is completely suspended because of this broken water main. New Jersey Transit 20-minute delays right now into and out of New York's Penn with ongoing Amtrak maintenance work. Raritan Valley Line of New Jersey Transit still bypassing the Bound Brook station, and that's all due to that fire department activity that continues in Bound Brook after last night's terrible fire there. Over on the New York State Thruway southbound, you're slowing down, getting down toward exit 10 with an accident. 84 heading east into exit 10 in Newburgh, an accident there. Partly cloudy today, high of 70. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by AP Book. For more than a year, the whole of Vermont was captivated by the hunt for a runaway golden retriever. Read Catching Murphy, the latest book from the Associated Press, available now exclusively at Amazon.com.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, whether it's politics, pop culture, business, or Broadway, we've got the conversations you want to hear.
There is always something to learn.
Do you enjoy talking politics?
No.
That's a good question. High five.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Ford's business in China is slumping. The automaker says its vehicle sales dropped more than 26% in 2019. It's the third consecutive year Ford sales have slipped in China. One bright spot, the market share in high-to-premium models stabilized. China is Ford's second-largest market after North America. It plans to launch 30 new models there over the next 3 years, and more than a third will be electric. Two major aerospace suppliers, Woodward and Hexcel, are merging. Both provide components for Airbus and Boeing. Both supplied parts for the grounded 737 MAX, but say there's been limited impact on their business since production was reduced last year. On Friday, the Dow was down 133, NASDAQ dropped 24, S&P down 9. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
This is a last chance alert. It's happening in just days. Publishers Clearing House will award $5,000 a week forever. Enter now at PCH.com and you could win $5,000 a week for your life. Plus, after that, $5,000 a week for life for someone you choose. The $5,000 a week forever prize is guaranteed to be awarded on February 28th. So don't miss your last chance to win. Enter at PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Hurry, award day is almost here. Go to PCH.com now. Entries due 225. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner,
Getting out is probably a top priority. And now that annual maintenance fees are coming due, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Thankfully, we can help. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others across the country. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Lone Star Transfer has a 99% success rate and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We are a family-owned business and will personally make sure your experience is a pleasant one. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Or online at LoneStarTransfer.com. That's LoneStarTransfer.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like that much-needed 125-inch flat-screen TV.
It's hurting my eyes. A lot.
Or your 100-square-foot bedroom.
My neck isn't so much stiff as it's completely stuck.
With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Uh-oh, I'm seeing color splotches.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need. At LibertyMutual.com.
Hi, I'm Frank Moreno. It's officially resolution time, and the number one resolution is still weight loss, and I have the number one program for your weight loss journey. Dr. Melinda Keller, she helped me lose and keep off 30 pounds, and she'll do the same for you. You can be down 20 to 40 pounds in only 40 days, and the best part, you can keep the weight off. Finally, complete your resolution. Call Dr. Keller at the Brooklyn Wellness Center today, 718-234-6212, or visit her at weightlossbrooklyn.net.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Colonel Jack Jacobs coming up. I wanted to tell you, you got 5 minutes. So 5 minutes, I'll give you to 731 right now. If you call 855-621-9949, first five callers, next 5 minutes, 855-621-9949. You know where I'm going. Route 22 Toyota. You get a free multi-point inspection, a free oil change, and a free filter from our friends at Route 22 Toyota. That's the family over there. You got to check out the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. Brand spanking new. Customer lounge. Brand spanking new. That state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. Iggy and Johnny and Chris and Alex, who offers you the 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. These are our friends. Iggy Giuffre is a great guy. He heads Route 22 Toyota. And when he got me, remember, Mikey needed a car. I called Iggy. I needed a part for my GM car. I called Iggy, for crying out loud. Frankie's been there. Mike Gallagher's been there. My sister Carol's been there. And now you could get there and get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter if you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes. All European models are excluded. 855-621-9949. It's Route 22 Toyota. We love our friends, the family, at Route 22 Toyota. Right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Joe Piscopo on the radio, 727. Colonel Jack Jacobs is a best-selling author, Medal of Honor recipient for his service in Vietnam, military analyst for NBC News, and all-around great guy. Jack, welcome back to the show. Colonel, always a privilege, always a pleasure.
Hey, thanks, Joe. How you doing?
Good. I'm doing good. We're doing good, but I feel every time I think you and I have to sit down, break. You're not around tonight, are you, Jack? I mean, we're on the air live, of course, but I thought I'd just put that.
As it transpires, I will be around. I'll be in Jersey.
You're going to be in Jersey?
Yeah.
Maybe I run over.
I don't know if that's convenient.
I'll text. With your permission, kind sir, I will text you, and we'll see. I want to sit down because I'm due for Joe Grano, your buddy General Labuti. You hang out with the best people, Bob Zito, and all the folks, from Cento Amici. But, Jack, you're not Italian. What are you doing with Cento Amici? Can I ask?
Well, I had a girlfriend many years ago who was Italian, and I lived in New York City, so she's somebody's grandmother now, you know. I don't want to think about it, and she probably doesn't either.
But there was your Italian.
Listen, I grew up in a neighborhood in New York,
yeah.
And everybody was either Italian
yeah.
or Jewish.
Yeah.
that was you. We didn't, none of us met a Protestant until we were 11.
Yeah. come from?
Didn't know what that. Had no idea what that was.
It's the same thing, same way with me, man. But from Brooklyn originally, Jack, correct?
Originally Brooklyn, and then I was born in Brooklyn, and then when they built the projects in Long Island City,
yeah,
in about 49 or 50,
yeah,
we moved in there, and we stayed there till the mid-50s, and my parents bought a house in New Jersey in, I don't know, the mid-50s.
Yeah, yeah.
And they lived there until I died, and I went to high school and college in Jersey.
Yeah, man. I know, you're like a Jersey legend. We take credit for it, Jack Jacobs. You know, Jack, what was, before we get into the news of the day, so the impetus, your drive to get into the military, what was that, sir?
My father had been in the Second World War. He served in New Guinea and the Philippines in the Army. Yeah. Everybody of his generation had served. There wasn't a household in my neighborhood that didn't do something for the war. And I thought that it was my obligation to put in a couple of years.
Wow.
And do my bit. I thought then, and I still think today, that everybody who lives in a free country owes it something in the form of service. And that's why I joined the Army.
Yeah, God bless you. And fortunate for America that you did that, Colonel. And talking about military, this situation in Iran, what do you think, where do you think things stand with Iran in light of the revelation that they shot down that passenger jet, Jack?
Well, you see all the riots and so on in Tehran, but we've seen that before. I remember being on the air some years ago when, I think it may have been as many as 5 years ago, maybe more, when there were a million people in the streets in Tehran. And I was on the air, and somebody, one of the anchors, said, you know, there's going to be a revolution there. The moderates are revolting. And I said, and I still believe it today, moderates don't revolt. And I said, there are going to be far fewer people in the streets tomorrow. Well, the very next, you know, they broke a couple of heads and so on. Went from a million people to the next day, they had 5,000 people in the streets. And the day after that, there were zero people in
wow.
the streets.
Wow.
It's a repressive regime. They have a low threshold of pain for this kind of activity among their population, and they'll break a few heads and clear out the streets, and that'll be the end of that, I'm afraid.
Yeah, and so all these protests that we're seeing in the streets of Tehran will not lead to a regime change, in your opinion, Colonel?
I don't see how that's going to happen as long as there's this cabal that includes the mullahs on the one hand and the military establishment on the other. As long as that that partnership exists, there's not going to be any revolution. What they really need is for the military to revolt, to be on the side of the people. Hmm. And as long as the mullahs keep giving money and power to the military, that's not going to happen.
So was it okay to take out, again, to reiterate, General Soleimani? I mean, do you agree with what the president did in taking this killer out?
Well, it's a complex question. He's a very bad guy. Killed a lot of Americans and a lot of our allies. It would have been great had he never been born, and I'm not sad to see him go. The trouble is that he was a high-ranking officer, the second most high-ranking officer in a nation state's military establishment, and you can't do that unless you're at war with people. And if you are going to do it, you got to take a book from the Israelis. Don't boast about anything. Never confirm or deny anything. Yeah. Just shut up. And that's our problem. If you're going to do it, go ahead and do it. But don't.
Yeah, that's what you learned that from your Italian friends, man. I'm telling you, Colonel, you learned it from all the Italian guys you hang out with, I think, you know. But I thought the same thing. It's like, you know what? What? I don't know what happened.
Don't tell anybody.
Huh?
Don't tell people what the ingredients are and the stuff that you're selling. I mean, just don't. But we got to boast about it. And the whole idea is not to boast about it, just get it done.
Yeah. Yeah.
The other thing that's interesting to remember is that the guy who replaced him, Ghani, had been with Soleimani for 23 years, 24 years.
Right.
And so now he's in charge. And I'm disappointed to say that getting rid of Soleimani, though it was cathartic, is not going to change the calculus in our favor. This guy, Ghani, is continuing to do what Soleimani did. And we saw just yesterday rockets on American bases that were fired by Iranian proxy. Yeah. So this, I mean, it's getting rid of him might have felt good, but it was not a very good idea to talk about it for sure.
Well, do you think that we put people are saying now Iran is on their heels? We pushed them back a little bit by doing this because they're not expecting this. They're expecting us to give them $150 billion in pallets of cash in the middle of the night.
Well, we shouldn't have done that either.
Right. But do you think they're stunned by what the president did, or are you looking for more retaliatory attacks from Iran?
Well, I think we're going to get retaliatory attacks, but most of them are going to come from their proxies, which we've already seen. They were stunned, but it doesn't change the calculus there. It doesn't change Iran's desire and continued push to influence the region in an area, in an arena where, quite frankly, the president set the stage for it when he took office, saying, yeah, we want to bail out of the region. We don't want to have anything to do with foreign entanglements. We're getting out. We're getting out. Well, I mean, that didn't help things either. If you want to encourage a bunch of creeps like the Iranian leadership to expand their influence, go ahead and start off your administration by saying, we want to bail out of there. They're going to start flooding the zone. So it was Teddy Roosevelt who said, speak softly and carry a big stick. Yeah. I think that still obtains 100 years later.
Yeah, you know, Colonel McGregor, who was on the show last week, said the exact same thing. And now we see that we identified these soldiers killed in Afghanistan. Our prayers go out to the family of Ian McLaughlin, Miguel Villalon. But is it time to get out of Afghanistan? What do we do about Iraq? I mean, and my thought is, and you and I chatted about it, Colonel Jacobs, is that then we're going to just embolden everybody and open up an area for all the bad guys over there. Can we indeed leave these hot zones that are, you know, killing our soldiers, Colonel?
Well, it's interesting you should mention Afghanistan, because Afghanistan is very much different than the whole rest of the region. Afghanistan, nobody's been able to bring Afghanistan to heel ever in the history of the world. And everybody who's tried to do it, from the Brits to the Russians to us, have failed. And the reason is because Afghanistan itself can't govern itself. No matter what you do, we've been working with our troops are there to assist the Afghans in developing their own military establishment so they can resist the bad guys. It's not working. And it didn't work when we had a lot of people there. It's not working when we have a few people there. Afghanistan's a separate case. And we probably would be better off in general if we bailed out of there. Nobody else is going to come in there and take charge. I can tell you they've tried. The rest of the region, that's a different story altogether. We need to find an efficient way to blunt the advances of the Russians in the region, of the Iranians in the region. Right now, we're supporting Saudi Arabia, who's in a proxy war with the Iranians for domination of the region. We've got to think clearly about A, what our objectives are, B, what resources we're willing to put there. Right now, we do not have a cogent strategy for the region. So, it's time to get out of Afghanistan. But the rest of the region, we better not bail out of it altogether. Otherwise, we're going to see influence in the region that's going to be inimical to our world interests and those of our allies. Very dangerous to bail out of the area altogether, but we've got to be smarter. And so far, we haven't demonstrated that we can do it.
Yeah, just to reiterate, thinking the same thing, we're talking with the great Colonel Jack Jacobs, a Medal of Honor recipient and a military analyst for NBC News, kind enough to join us this morning. Jack, I appreciate your valuable time, sir. So if you go to Iraq and they want us out of there and the president goes, all right, done. Look, we don't want to be there anyway. All of a sudden, that becomes a proxy state of Iran, and then the Russians are involved. I don't even know that the Chinese don't get involved in this, and that just threatens us here at home, correct?
It does, indeed. And our problem is that we know we want to be there, and we want to blunt Iran and Russia and China, too. China's all over Africa as well, as one of the reasons we're there. We want to do that, but we don't have a strategy to do it. And until you develop what your strategy is and, therefore, what your objectives are leading to it, you can't figure out what resources to put to work. We got to start at the end and work backwards. Figure out what we're trying to accomplish and how we're going to do it. And we have not. I mean, it's not just this administration that hasn't done it. We haven't done that for a long, long time. We need to get serious about developing a grand strategy for the region, and we don't have it.
All right, Jack Jacobs. Appreciate it, Jack. We got so much to talk to you about. Quickly, before we let you go, North Korea. You know, yesterday the National Security Advisor, Robert O'Brien, said the White House wants to resume talks with North Korea. Do you see any hope for fruitful talks with Kim Jong-un, Jack?
No, I think it's just public relations on both sides. North Korea is a continuing criminal enterprise. They want nuclear weapons, so people will leave them alone, including China. Nobody's going to change that unless we're willing to go and take the place over, which we're not willing to do, and China doesn't want to let us do. And they don't want to take it over either, by the way. Unless that anybody's willing to do that, they're going to continue on this path. They just want to be left alone so they can rip off their own people. No, talks are not going to change anything. I think it's all public relations.
Yeah, Colonel Jack.
Certainly on their side.
Jack, we appreciate it. Jack Jacobs, best-selling author. And you know what? We always appreciate your valuable time. I will see you soon for sure, whether it's Cento Amici or in New York. We're going to see you soon, Jack. But with great respect and great appreciation for you always being available to us, Jack Jacobs. God bless you and Godspeed, sir.
Back at you, Joe. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Colonel Jack Jacobs, a great guy. Great guy. Brooklyn, Jersey, and Medal of Honor recipient. And you just Google Jack Jacobs, Colonel Jack Jacobs, and you see the tenor of the individual that this great American is and what he did in Vietnam for his fellow soldiers and for us in the United States of America. 20 minutes before 8 o'clock, 7:40 right now. Whoa, we're late. Big Al standing by, though. He's got the headline news for you right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
39 degrees at 7:41. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Some bail reform cases are leading to offenders being arrested shortly after their release. The latest example, 26-year-old Eugene Webb, freed with supervised release, taken into custody on Friday night along West 4th Street in Greenwich Village for alleged aggressively panhandling in front of a bank. Homeless man has at least 5 prior arrests stemming from a history of unprovoked attacks, and after trying to run from police, they searched him, turning up a glass pipe containing the drug K2. State officials are thanking hundreds of volunteers for their help at Island Beach State Park, but note the work's not done yet. New Jersey Parks, Forests, and Historic Sites Department gave a social media shout-out yesterday to 300 people who helped move more than 2,000 Christmas trees into design spaces in the sand Saturday. The trees are expected to help stabilize the dunes and protect the beach from sea storms. However, park officials said they'll be looking for volunteers again come March to help plant beach grass over dunes formed over those donated trees. In sports, NFL playoffs, Packers over the Seahawks 28-23. They'll take on the 49ers next week in San Francisco for the NFC Championship game, while the Chiefs took care of the Texans 51-31. The Chiefs will now host the Titans for the AFC Championship. The Nets over the Hawks 108-86, while the Knicks beat the Heat 124-121, and the Devils skated past the Lightning 3-1. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Problems continue here on the Upper West Side. Broadway and Columbus closed 61st to 66th with a large broken water main. As a result, 1 and 2 trains suspended 42nd Street to 96th, 2 on the 5, Nevins to 149th, 3 train service fully suspended as well. Let's see what's happening with New Jersey Transit. 20-minute delays on trains into and out of New York's Penn. It's all due to some Amtrak track maintenance in one of the Hudson River tunnels. We're still seeing some slowdowns with the Raritan Valley line of New Jersey Transit bypassing the Bound Brook station because of the fire department activity in Bound Brook from last night's fire. It's a tough ride right now as you head over to the New York State Thruway southbound as you get down past exit 14. Problem is you have an accident in the right lane, so prepare for delays there. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 50. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Well, I went down to Retro Fitness. I did a little trip on Retro Fitness. When was that? I can't remember when that was. It was a Saturday? I think Saturday I dropped by. Friday, whatever it was great. I am so proud about the gym down there in Flemington, New Jersey. Now, you want to join Retro Fitness, and we got this beautiful new power rack. But there's a beautiful power rack down there. By the way, somebody tweets that, Joe, you know, getting old, it's great that you could still use that. I took a picture with the power rack. I don't say that I use the power rack because it is. It's for the big boys, and we got a lot of guys that are jacked down there in Retro But we got the equipment in. It's clean. If you like machines, we have machines. We have a whole first floor of aerobics that everybody gets on. Right on the first floor, as soon as you walk in, there's spin classes there. But this is great. To get you to join Retro, this is the folks at what we call Corporate Retro came up with. I love this. It's the BOGO. You think buy one, get one? No, no. I mean buy one, give one. How cool is this now? Come on. If you buy a membership at Retro Fitness, you can give away a membership to absolutely anyone you want. Come on. Unlike other gyms, we created this offer. They did, not we. I say we. That's a kind of a rhetorical. We will take credit for it. No gimmicks, no strings attached. The offer is exactly what it says it is. You buy an annual membership, and you give one-year membership away for free. The free member doesn't have to pay a cent for 12 months. They can come to Retro Fitness at any time, with or without you, and can access any of the clubs around the country. Of course, we'd love you to come to Flemington, New Jersey, Retro Fitness down there. Call today. Speak with Stacy, please, 908-238-3695. It's 908-238-3695. I know gyms. I'm what they call a gym rat. For many, many years, I've been working out. This gym in Flemington, New Jersey, I'm so proud to tell you, I could give Stacy all the credit for it. She really put the whole deal together, you know, but it's so great. So if you're down there and you're around Flemington, New Jersey, come into Retro Fitness in Flemington, New Jersey. I'll see you there. We'll say hi. But start here, please. RetroFitness.com. RetroFitness.com. Buy one, give one. And again, if you want to call 908-238-3695, Stacy is standing by. Get real with Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy. .com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
My dad is bringing home the best birthday cake ever.
It was my 5th birthday, and my dad was bringing home the cake.
Should have been here a half hour ago.
The cake never made it, and neither did my dad.
911, what's your emergency?
That was the day a drunk driver killed my dad.
Daddy?
Impaired drivers take lives. Think.
Sponsored by the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee. Aired in cooperation with the New York State Broadcasters Association.
Thank you, Joe Piscopo, on the radio. If this was 1938, it would sound like this. Hello, good morning. It's the Joe Piscopo Show.
747. Hey, can I tell you about Mike Lindell? And I see the phone calls. You think I don't see you? 877-970-2999. We're going to go to the calls in a second on the Balance of Nature phone line. But I want to tell you about Mike Lindell right now. If you go to MyPillow.com, you're driving. I know. And Debbie's going to get you through the traffic. You're driving. Remember this, please. MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Go to the radio listener specials. Boom! Amazing discounts on mattress toppers, bed sheets, so much more. For example, Mike is offering that first-time buy one, get one free offer today on Giza sheets, please. Buy one, get one free. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, plus you get a 60-day money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials. Use the promo code AM970. Buy one, get one free on the Giza sheets. Nothing to lose. The number, if you want to call, is 800-651-0798. Promo code AM970.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970 The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Jersey Joe on the radio, 749 right now. Charlie Finch is on the phone. Hey, Professor Finch, you see, people are now, they're now kind of petitioning for you to have your own radio show, Charlie. That's how astute you are, my friend. Good morning, happy Monday. What's on your mind this morning, Charlie?
Well, Dr. Rock Positano did ask me to help the show 7 years ago because I had a long radio career going back to my first show in Boston in 1968 on WPAA-FM, a station I ran at age 16.
And wow.
I had a jazz show, but, you know, I'm a radio guy like you, Joe.
Yeah.
So I'd like to respectfully suggest that the Trump administration does have a Middle East policy. Allow me to try to lay it out.
Sure.
The first is a tacit alliance between Israel and the Arab countries, Egypt, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, and the Emirates. And Secretary of State Pompeo has opened up talks between Qatar and Saudi Arabia to resolve their differences. Now, Soleimani spoke Arabic, not just Farsi, and the Arabs historically don't like the Persians. Why is that important? Because Soleimani was a rock star with Iranian proxies that directly threatened Israel, Hezbollah, and Hamas. So taking him out, and remember, we had our special forces half a mile in a truck, unnoticed, behind the convoy, calling in the hit. So let us not underestimate our wonderful American military and our intelligence services. On a wider level, Joe, Russia plays a double game. Close ties with Israel, and they back Iran. Secretary of State Pompeo has opened up talks with the Russian Foreign Ministry that are going on and very active. And who is most responsible for our not being able to deal with Russia? The Democrats, the mainstream media, and even some conservative hosts who have advanced the fact that Russia is an enemy. We need to work with Russia. We're also working with China. The Soleimani hit sends a message to their primary nuclear weapons suppliers, and Iran, in my view, must never be allowed to have a nuclear weapon, and President Trump and our allies, as various they are in the Middle East, know that. No wonder National Security Advisor O'Brien is saying we should reopen talks with North Korea. And we're signing a trade agreement, as Curtis Ellis will tell you, with China next week. What do the Democrats want to do? Impeach the president. And my lifelong friend, Tom Steyer, Frank Morato, is now polling in double digits.
Wow.
Nevada and South Carolina. So it's going to be a battle of the billionaires in November, right? Onward and forward.
Charlie, right on the money. Great phone call. Thank you, Professor Finch. He is the professor, indeed. 752, Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads. Good morning, Debbie Duhame.
Good morning to you, Joe Piscopo. Let's see what's happening right now. We still have that big broken water main here on the Upper West Side. Broadway and Columbus closed 61st to 66 with this large broken water main to deal with. It's affecting the subways as well. The 3 is completely suspended. Cross Bronx East at Jerome Avenue. It's a multi-vehicle accident over there, so steer clear of that. Over at the Queens Midtown Tunnel getting into town, a disabled vehicle. That's causing a delay here at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Expect delays on Sunrise Highway East at Connectquan Avenue. 6-car accident still being investigated. Inbound GWB 35, Lincoln 25, Holland still about 30 to 35 from both approaches. Traffic moving solely on the northbound New Jersey Turnpike getting up toward exit 14. And watch for that problem on Mountain Avenue by Main Street and Bound Brook. Ongoing fire department activity. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I love the products. I haven't had a cold since I've started. My grandkids get sick all the time, and I don't catch what they have. I'm going to be 68 tomorrow, and I'm in great shape, and I'm very grateful. I know the balance of nature, the simplicity of it, and the purity of it has just been a tremendous blessing for me.
See how getting a variety of over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can make a difference for you this year. To help you start your New Year's resolutions right, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This New Year's special won't last, so call in now. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. From the login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs, and then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf, and then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
All right, you got a couple days, 7:55 right now. You got a couple days to line up and kind of join us in Italy, me and Steve Perillo, on this Easter in Rome tour. It's only till January 16th. We can't go any more than that because we have to, you know, when Steve puts these trips together, Perillo tours, and we're talking about this trip, April 9th through the 18th, it's a once-in-a-lifetime trip. With the family of AM 970, we're booked. I want to tell you, there's a lot of us. I am so excited to go. That's with our family of AM 970, The Answer, and the Piscopo Show. But we have to close the trip out January 16th. So if you're thinking about it, please, you got to call today, 800-431-1515, 800-431-1515. Talk to Janice. Say, I heard you. I know we're closing out on this. What can you do for me? And they'll give you all the information on Easter in Rome with Perillo and Piscopo, Good Friday, Easter Sunday in Rome, Saturday night dinner, and performance by yours truly. Oh, yeah. Live from Rome, it's Joe Piscopo. Mikey's going to be with me. Steve Perillo at piano. Come on. Then we're going to Assisi to explore the Tuscan countryside. Siena, Pisa, Chianti, Florence, Cinque Terre, and more. You'll get the best of both worlds. You know, Rome for Easter, you have to do Rome, and it's going to be spectacular. We did it last time. We had the time of our life. We're going to slow the pace down this time and in the beautiful Tuscan countryside. You have until January 16th to join this once-in-a-lifetime trip. It's closing out fast. 800-431-1515. 800-431-1515. Call Janice. Say, I want to fly away with Joe P. to Rome and Tuscany. Or visit, please, PerilloTours.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Joe Lumber, calling Joe Lumber. Joe, how you doing this morning? Good morning, good morning, and happy Monday to you, my friend.
Fantastic. Happy Monday to you. Fantastic. What a great weekend of weather it was.
You were right, man. It was like hot. It was like unbelievable. It was like springtime, Joe. But not so much this morning. Not so much this morning, eh?
No, it's a little cooler, but it's still going to be on the mild side of normal for the next few days across the area. Temperatures today, upper 40s, probably upper 40s tomorrow, maybe in the low 50s on Wednesday. And over the next 3 days, little to no precipitation. Maybe a shower later tomorrow, and that's it.
Oh, that's not so bad. So we're doing pretty good. And the temperature, pretty well. What did they say? Snow, when is that going to be? Like later on?
Maybe late Friday night into Saturday.
Nothing to worry about, though, Joe, you're thinking, right?
Well, I'd be worried about it, but I worry about everything. So yeah. we'll fill you more and more in the details of that as we get closer to it. But next 3 days are going to be balmy. Get out and enjoy.
Yeah, you sound like me. Joe Lumberg right there, our marathon man meteorologist. He is the man. 7:58 with Joe on the radio, a couple minutes away from 8 o'clock. Frankie Five Burrows is here. Big Al is here. Coming up next, Geraldo, my buddy Geraldo Rivera. Yeah, we've been friends such a long time. He's going to join us. We're going to chat about Iran and the impeachment and the economy, all right? And Staff Sergeant David Bellavia. I will call him. It may be Bellavia. We can say Bellavia. He is a decorated Iraq war veteran. Great guy. Talk about another Medal of Honor recipient. He was given the Medal of Honor by President Trump in a White House ceremony last year. The sergeant will join us live. And John Nance in the 9 o'clock hour. It's Piscopo on the radio with Frank and Alan Debbie, and we are coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
39 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Authorities raided a Diamond District pawn shop last week that was allegedly selling stolen merchandise. Workers with the State Attorney General's Office and the NYPD's Grand Larceny Division say they showed up and New Liberty Loans on West 47th Street with a warrant to open up the store's safe and vaults. They say New Liberty Loans was buying stolen goods and reselling them out of the store. Fire officials say a person who somehow ended up in the Elizabeth River is safe. Our firefighters responded to reports about someone in the water last night. The unidentified victim was removed, but it has not been announced how or why that person ended up in the water. The victim's condition has not been reported. In sports, NFL playoffs, Packers over the Seahawks, Chiefs took care of the Texans, Nets over the Hawks, Knicks beat the Heat, and the Devils skated past the Lightning.